I think too often in business, people make decisions based on emotional or gut reactions or even response to anecdotal evidence rather than utilizing the wealth of insights they can get from their data. And therefore, achieving your traffic growth should come from firstly understanding your customer profiles and which traffic source delivers the best results.
It's the E-commerce Master Plan podcast, here to help you solve your marketing problems and grow your e-commerce business. Cutting through the hype to bring you inspiration and advice from the e-commerce sector and beyond. Here's your host, Chloe Thomas.
Hello and welcome. It's great to have you here. Thank you for hitting play and choosing to listen to one of our inspiring guests. A huge thanks to Zoe Rosewell from Turn Eco and past guest, I think on both our podcasts now, for introducing us to today's brilliant guest. So thank you, Zoe. Always great to catch up with you. Now, in this episode, we're talking glasses. We're talking prescription glasses. We are chatting to a business who specialise in luxury and designer glasses, or I suppose we should say designer rather than luxury. And we will be chatting about how and why they've brought pre-loved into their experience, the new re-commerce thing, circularity, turning or taking back in old glasses and making them available for new people to buy those glasses. It's been a fascinating journey for them, and you'll be learning how Stephen and the team have gone about making it happen. They'll be sharing bits of their tech stack. He'll also be taking us through the benefits that it brings you, and make sure, to you as a business, as well as you as consumers. So make sure you listen to the very end of this episode, because I think Stephen may have given us the most insightful top tips we've had in quite some time. So you really want to make sure you finish up and hear all the way through to his top tips. So I thoroughly enjoyed this chat, and I think you will too. So enjoy the episode.
And now to introduce our special guest. Stephen Westwood is the head of sales and marketing at Fashion Eyewear, sellers of designer prescription glasses and sunglasses, both new and pre-loved. Selling via Shopify stores in the UK and the USA, the business was founded in 2008 and now ship 10,000 orders a month. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Chloe. How are you doing?
I'm good. Very excited to get to talk to you. And I should say, I have your product on my face right now.
Oh, wow.
Which the listeners can't see.
And you look amazing.
Thank you very much. I have a pair of your glasses on as we speak. So how did you, Stephen, get into the world of e-commerce?
So my e-commerce journey started about 10 years ago when I moved to London. So I started working for a small tech startup as a sales analyst. And I was there for a few months before we were acquired by Dixon's Carphone. So Dixon's Carphone is obviously the merger of Dixon's and Currys and Carphone Warehouse PC World. And so I was almost catapulted into a big corporate leading international retailer with an enormous online presence and a big retail footprint, which was great, very interesting.
Must have been a very cool experience that early in your career to like, oh, all of a sudden, I've just been added to this massive company with this huge opportunity.
Absolutely. We went from a small office of about 15, 20 people to an office with 2,500 people. And so it was incredibly interesting. And yeah, I gained a lot of valuable experience across my 4 years there.
And that led you into e-commerce?
Yeah. So after that, I moved into a fast fashion role before finding myself at Fashion Eyewear, where I've been here for the past 5 years now.
Very cool. And now you're in the fashion world. Do you want to go back to the tech, you know, the physical hardware tech world, or would you rather stay in fashion?
So across my last 10 years, I've had the chance to work with, in my opinion, I guess, more increasingly dynamic and engaging products And the eyewear industry, the luxury eyewear industry, is definitely where my interest lies. It's an incredibly interesting and enormous industry in that it's worth a couple of hundred billion worldwide, a few billion in the UK also. And it's growing year over year because everyone's eye vision and eye health is regressing with the increased use of digital screens. And so it's an incredibly interesting and exciting space to be in.
And it feels a little bit, and I'm going to make this sound like it's my own opinion, but listeners, Stephen mentioned this to me before we started, so this isn't, I can't take full credit for this opinion, but I completely agree with it, is that it feels like opticians and prescription glasses is still quite old world, almost like the internet left it behind. You know, like for almost everybody, even very tech savvy people like us, I suppose, you know, you still assume you're going to go to the optician and buy one pair of glasses from the optician that they help you pick out. And there's very few people buying glasses online in any sense. Is that, which must make it a hugely exciting opportunity for what you and the rest of the fashion eyewear team are doing?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the points that I think is so interesting for fashion eyewear and the eyewear industry, specifically e-commerce eyewear industry, in that, yeah, buying prescription eyewear online is still behind the curve, behind the social trend of buying online. It's almost lagged behind the broader shift of the world to purchasing product online. So consumers are now very comfortable buying products, buying groceries, buying clothing online. However, in eyewear specifically, there's still a high market share of the traditional high street opticians going to your opticians for your prescription eyewear and waiting 2 weeks. So this is something that is a great opportunity for fashion eyewear in it's a misconception that you need to wait 2 weeks for your prescription. So we're working to break down the customer barrier that thinks you have to wait a long time and it's too risky or too challenging to purchase online. Fashion eyewear is there to show to the customer that buying prescription eyewear online is as seamless and as accessible as purchasing any other product online.
And I can attest it is very easy to buy your glasses. Great experience. So
yeah, we've created a great prescription flow which educates the customer at each point throughout the journey of how they can purchase their product and how we can guarantee the accuracy of the vision correction.
Yeah, it's a complicated checkout, isn't it, compared to the average checkout? But as with all things that are complex, there's an awful lot you can do to optimize it. Do you spend a lot of time trying to optimize that checkout flow for the prescription buyers?
Absolutely. We have a team of dedicated opticians working throughout our prescription flow. Like I said, it's educating the customer on why, it's nurturing the customer and assisting them on their way. It's an assisted sales tool, really, so that it's traditionally a complicated product. However, purchasing online with fashion eyewear is really simplifying it and breaking that almost archaic view that you have to go to the high street and wait 2 weeks.
Got it. Now, you don't just sell new eyewear either, do you? You've embarked on a re-commerce scheme. If I'm not sure if that's where we'll end up as the key buzzword, but it's the one we're going with for now, where you're buying back glasses to then sell them as, not as new, because obviously they're secondhand, but then the customer goes through exactly the same process as if they were buying a brand new pair, but you're getting to reuse those frames, which often have a lot of life in them, beyond the one user and the one set of prescriptions. Tell us a bit about how that works, both for the consumer buying it and the consumer you're taking stock in from, as it were.
So we partner with a really great Shopify app, which is a plug-and-play Shopify app called Turn Eco. So the guys there, Zoe and Kate, are pioneers in enabling retailers to launch a pre-loved buyback scheme. So we partnered with the Turn Eco guys, and we have launched a pre-loved scheme whereby we offer customers a credit for their unused and unloved eyewear. So I think everyone can resonate with the fact that, with the comment that everybody has spare unused eyewear in their desk drawers, in their car, in their loft, or wherever that may be, that they don't want to throw away. They don't want to bin. However, they don't use because it's maybe not in the colorway that they like, or it's maybe not the correct style they like, or it may be a little bit scratched to the point they don't want to use it. However, it would still be in great condition and loved by somebody else. And so our pre-love scheme enables customers to trade in that old unwanted eyewear for store credit on fashion eyewear that they can use to purchase something brand new. So once we have received this product, we put it through our ultrasonic cleaning system, and we fix and repair any blemishes or any issues, and we repurpose that and sell it back on the website as part of our pre-loved segment.
Got you. And what I think is quite interesting about your kind of buyback scheme is that it's not just about products you've already sold. So often we're talking to a brand who, you know, they're fashion brand X, and they can only buy back their own clothes because why would they want to buy back clothes made by someone else? But because you're selling designer glasses brands, someone who finds out about you for the first time, who's got 10 years worth of glasses sitting in a drawer somewhere, can pick up all those glasses, send them in, get a credit and get their next pair of glasses at a discount, which might even be another pair of recycled glasses. So it seems such a clever scenario, especially because you're at the forefront of this. Most people do not consider the fact that glasses are reusable, despite the fact, I think, is there like 3 or 4 uses in reglazing in every pair of glasses or something?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of people, when their prescription changes, they think their eyewear is no longer usable. However, we offer a reglazing proposition where we can update customers' lenses with their new prescription. And that means that they can retain and keep their frame.
So if you found the absolute perfect glasses, you can keep wearing them for a lot longer than you think.
Absolutely, absolutely. You can wear them forever. We can repair any issues. We can reglaze and give you new lenses if your prescription changes. So yeah, it's a really great service that we offer.
And the other thing I think is quite fascinating about this part of how you are helping change consumer behavior around their prescription glasses is this idea of having more than one pair. So I was lucky enough not to need glasses until I got old enough to have glasses. The old age thing has now hit me. But I grew up around friends and family who had to have glasses, and they would religiously have one pair, just the one pair that had to go everywhere all the time. And it just seems, it seems kind of mad that we would put ourselves through that stress, you know, of forgetting them or can't not be able to find them or whatever. And whereas having, you know, multiple pairs, especially if they're recycled, makes so much more sense. So are you seeing consumers shifting from that, the optician sold me one pair of glasses, I must protect my pair of glasses at all costs, but only ever have one, to more of a consumers who are buying multiple pairs of glasses now?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a number of customers who come onto the website and buy different glasses for different purposes. So for example, you might have a pair of glasses for driving. That same pair of glasses for driving isn't the same as a pair of glasses that you would that you would need for reading.
Very cool. So, Stephen, I want to take us back to the pre-loved piece and I guess kind of like the why, the benefits to the business of doing pre-loved. Obviously, it gives you more stock. Obviously, it gives you, you know, more sustainability kudos, another story to talk to the customers about. But because of the way you've structured the buyback, you know, you're giving them credit. Have you found it's enhancing customer lifetime value or it's working as an acquisition channel? Which of, is it retention? Is it acquisition? What's your kind of customer relationship benefit of it all?
Both of those, actually. So in offering a unique proposition that we can buy back an old frame, it keeps fashion eyewear front of mind for the customer. So when that customer is starting to maybe desire a new frame or desire an update or desire a different style, then if they know they can resell their previous frame back to fashion eyewear, whether they've purchased it from fashion eyewear or whether they purchased it from other stores, other locations, then fashion eyewear is front of mind and it absolutely supports customer retention. So our repeat customer rate has been steadily growing for the last couple of years. And we saw an acceleration in our repeat customer rate when we offered the buyback scheme, which was amazing news. Obviously, the more we retain customers, the less we have to pay for new customers. And we can benefit from that massively. And then the other question that you mentioned, I believe, was lifetime value benefits. So knowing that we can retain a customer by offering this buyback means that we can factor in the lifetime value benefits into our ROAS and CPA planning, which means that we can attract a greater amount of customers.
E-commerce Master Plan is supported by some of the greatest companies in the e-commerce sector. Here's a reminder of who they are. It's time for the top tips round.
Okay, I love this section because it gives me and our listeners some really quick ideas for taking our business to the next level. So, Stephen, are you ready for the top tips?
Absolutely.
Okay, the book top tip. If everyone listening to this podcast agreed to take Friday off and read a book to make their business better, which book would you recommend?
So a book that immediately comes to mind is not strictly focused on marketing necessarily, but it is more an inspiration from a success story and the power of building a meaningful purpose-driven business is Let My People Go Surfing by Yvonne Schunar. My French is not great, but I think that's how you pronounce it. It's a really great book that I thought lots of people would recommend, but I love it so much. And I think I might have a couple of different takeouts that really resonated with me from other recommendations. And so the first takeaway that I think it's valuable and valuable for people looking to improve their business is the recurring emphasis on materials, the recurring emphasis on product quality, craftsmanship, and sustainability across product ranges. So these core values are equally as important with fashion eyewear. We really focus on product quality, craftsmanship when we're creating our bespoke eyewear for our customers. The second takeaway from the book is the importance of putting people first. And so a happy and engaged workforce can really propel a business further than almost anything else. These two principles, quality products and a strong, happy workforce is really impactful for creating a business that thrives. So I would recommend all people listening to this podcast to give that book a read.
Ah, great book recommendation there, Stephen. Thank you. And I love those two pieces of insight you've taken from it too. Super useful. Let's do the traffic top tip then. Which marketing method do you either prize above all others or think doesn't get the press it deserves?
It's tough to single out one method because e-commerce success relies on a whole ecosystem of channels working together, working symbiotically almost. And so my top tip on traffic would be to look at your supporting data and look at the data holistically across all your traffic sources. Data will provide insight from your customers and reveal how each traffic channel contributes to your business. It helps you understand who your customers are, how they shop, and help you identify which channel is the most valuable to you. I think too often in business, people make decisions based on emotional or gut reactions or even response to anecdotal evidence rather than utilizing the wealth of insights they can get from their data. And therefore, achieving your traffic growth should come from firstly understanding your customer profiles and which traffic source delivers the best results. Once you know which traffic source or which traffic sources deliver the best results for you, you can really focus on accelerating that traffic, that particular channel.
Nice. Okay, the tool top tip, maybe a collaboration tool, a social media plugin, a phone app, or just a way of working. Is there a cool little tool you use that makes you and your team more efficient from day to day?
So we at Fashion Eyewear use an imagery and product viewing tool called Fitting Box. So Fitting Box supplies interactive virtual product try-on, digital assets and 3D product viewing that really enable customers to view the products in a new way. It enables customers to have the product on their face and send pictures to their friends or to their family, or really view the product and how it looks on their face. It's a specific solution for the eyewear industry. The broader almost recommendation is that invest in a tool that showcases your products visually in the best possible way, and strong visual content, strong visual images of your products build trust. It improves your customer experience and it reduces returns, which is always a positive.
Okay, let's finish up with a carbon top tip. What's your favorite way to reduce the carbon footprint of an e-commerce store?
So my carbon top tip, to reduce the carbon footprint of an e-commerce store, I would absolutely recommend launching a circularity and sustainable proposition. So something we've done really well at Fashion Eyewear is that we have added Turn.eco, who have actually been on the podcast previously as part of our tech stack. They are a plug-in and play recycle buyback Shopify solution that supports businesses to launch a trading scheme. So we launched this pre-loved and circularity proposition about 18 months ago, and we've had some great success. We have attracted new customers to our website who are interested in pre-loved items. We've improved our customer retention because Fashion Eyewear is now front of mind when customers want to buy a new frame, and it's really supported our customer retention and repeat customer rate.
Stephen, great to have you doubling down on re-commerce there. Love that. Now, before we say goodbye, could you please let the listeners know where they can find you and your business on the web and social media?
So if anybody listening to the podcast would like to view our website, then they can find us at www.fashioneyewear.com, and our Instagram, they can find us at Fashion Eyewear UK.
Thanks so much for being a great guest, Stephen, and love that discount code. Users, go and check out Fashion Eyewear, and thank you so much for being on the podcast today. Great to chat to Stephen from Fashion Eyewear there. And I think what they're doing in the re-commerce space, where they're changing consumers' behavior and they're enabling what becomes a waste product. I think it's still a waste product, even if it's just cluttering up that drawer in the kitchen that no one ever opens is brilliant. It's such an easy way to, you know, reduce your carbon footprint by putting those products back into good use, clean out that drawer in the kitchen, but also to give customers discounts to keep them coming back. And the stats he was sharing about how it's improving their retention rates are super, super powerful. So loved chatting with Stephen there. Definitely one to have a think about your plans maybe for 2026, or maybe this is something you could do for 2025. You can get your hands on our notes from this episode, including the top tips and links to what we mentioned, by heading over to ecommercemasterplan.com. You can also use our direct episode short links. Just put ecmp.info/ the number of the episode into the URL bar and you'll be redirected straight to the right episode page. When you get to the website, you can also add yourself to our email list. Why not do that to get the other things we share? Now, if you like this episode, then why not check out episode 459, where I'm chatting with Ryan from US retailer Lens Direct. So another business in the prescription eyewear, but this time it's contact lenses. And if you want more on fashion, because I'm classing this one as a fashion episode, head to ecmp.info/fashion to find the page on the website where we list all our fashion episodes. Thank you for tuning in to this and every episode of the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. We bring you a new interview every single week because we want to inspire and help e-commerce business owners like you to succeed and thrive with your businesses, including progressing along the path to net zero. So if you know someone this show can help, please tell them to listen to the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. I hope you have a great week and don't forget to keep optimizing.
Thank you for listening to the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. Find out more at ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast.